This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions, making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and today's guest is from one of the newest members of the TFDI, A&T Alpha Credit. A&T Alpha Credit is based in Geneva and specializes in structured financing for SMEs with a core expertise in structuring private debt products aimed at financing working capital needs. The company's aim? To facilitate the direct allocation of liquidity towards real economy financing when traditional lenders no longer fulfill their mission. Tim Block is co-founder at A&T Alpha Credit, who's going to tell us more. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, before you tell us more about A&T Alpha Credit, can you give us a little of your personal background and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. So I basically started working in private equity in a fund targeting SMEs, and I quickly realized that working capital funding was a real issue and a key problematic to address for those businesses. I also quickly discovered that banks were not necessarily the right answer to those issues. So I then discovered trade finance through a second work experience, and I quickly realized that structured finance and transactional finance were potentially very good ways of addressing any working capital concerns outside of the pure trade finance world. And this is the reason why we've created Alpha Credit, with the aim to, as we like to say, put fuel in the engines of those SMEs through the funding of working capital.
Well, tell us a little bit more. Can you introduce A&T Alpha Credit, please?
Sure. So Alpha Credit is a private debt platform aiming at connecting investors with a wide range of private debt opportunities. As I said before, the aim is to provide working capital funding solutions to a wide range of SMEs inside and outside of the trade finance world, by transforming their rough funding needs into structured products that are easy to access for a wide range of private and institutional investors. I think that the main differentiating point is the liquidity that we can provide to our investors.
Now, you're one of the newest members of the TFDI. Just tell us why you've joined and what are you hoping to get out of it?
That's a very good question. I think that one of the reasons why we joined is that we believe that there is a lot to do to fill the funding gap that we currently witness on the market. And for us, there are many ways to do this. The first one is education, communication around the asset classes that we work on. And we believe that, joining forces to make this asset class a better known asset class for a wide range of investors is a very important mission. So that's the reason why we joined.
Okay, on A&T Alpha Credit, just tell us a little bit more about how you differentiate yourself in the global trade space and how this contributes to closing the trade finance gap.
So basically, what we do is that we transform opportunities that can look pretty complex when you don't know much about the underlying asset classes into easily understandable products. So we basically go back to basics. When I say transactional finance, we like to finance transactions instead of balance sheet, which I think is a very important message that we want to send to our investors. And we believe that there is a lot of value embedded in transactions versus just doing more traditional credit, if I may say so. So unlike banks, we'll always look beyond what's actually in the business and look what the underlying flows are looking like to generate, I like to call them arbitrage, in the sense that we sometimes lend to smaller businesses who are working with larger companies. We can have recourse to credit insurance. We can have recourse to other risk mitigation mechanism through pledges on goods or other types of securities. What we like to do as well is we tend not to lend cash to businesses. We prefer to finance the purchase of goods, the purchase of services, anything that basically puts fuel in the engine of the businesses that we work with, which I think is the main differentiator from other lenders.
Great stuff. This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring Tim Block from A&T Alpha Credit. Now, Tim, what type of corporates are you interested in providing liquidity to? Are there any particular industries or geographies?
So we do a lot of trade finance because this is where all of this is coming from. So we are based here in Geneva, which gives us a broad access to many, many traders. But I would say that what we like to do the most is to finance any type of corporate when we can find an angle. And there are various angles that we can find. So to give you an example, the financing that we grant are ranging from very traditional transactional trade finance, where we purchase goods that are sold to companies across the world, relying on letter of credit or credit insurance. But we've also funded a company in France that is active in financing of subsidies, energy efficiency subsidies for efficiency work performed at people's home. So the way that we approach an investment opportunity is that if we can find a way to transform the funding need into a product that can be understood by a private investor or an institutional investor, and where the risk is actually understandable and acceptable to a wide range of investors, then we are very happy to look at it and spend more time to structure it and distribute it to our network of investors.
And you've given a couple of examples there, but what type of instruments are you offering across to your clients?
So in terms of the investment format, this is very much like a medium-term note. So it's a bond, basically. It's listed. You have an ISIN code, so it's very easy to access. I think that what we always trying to do is to provide our investors with liquidity. We believe that this has been one of the main weakness, or at least a perceived weakness, of private debt, which was an illiquid asset class. In our case, it's not. We tend to align the liquidity of the products with the liquidity of the underlying assets that we're funding, which I think is a great way to give comfort to investors and to allow them to invest in an easier way in the asset class, because it gives them the ability to feel like they can exit at any time if they don't feel comfortable. And it's also a way for us to ensure that we keep control of the funds and that we can stop funding anything when we're not comfortable anymore.
And just a little bit more on liquidity there. What type of liquidity providers are you working with?
So it varies, and this is what we love about what we do. So this will start with private investors here in Geneva, private banks, wealth managers for the smaller deals, the club deals. And then when we move to the larger transactions, we also have access to a wide network of pension funds, insurance companies that are very happy to look at our products as well once they've reached a certain size.
And moving on to credit insurance, how are you risk scoring transactions?
So that's we do not always put a score and a risk score on the transactions that we work on, because it's not always applicable, and sometimes the structure is bringing a lot of value in the transaction, so it's hard to put a score on the structure and on the security package that you put in place. In some transactions that we have, we rely on the insurance rating to basically kind of get a score on unrated companies, because this is the main challenge when you lend to SMEs. They rarely have a rating, and it's something that some of our investors will need. Otherwise, I'd say it all comes down to the final risk that you're taking. So if there is a credit insurance or a letter of credit, we will see this as kind of the main, I wouldn't say the main risk, but kind of a good risk, credit risk mitigation. But we always look at the underlying businesses, financials and financial performance to assess the risk of an underlying transaction. But we do rely on credit insurance because for some investors, it makes everything a little bit simpler. But it's never a reason to invest. That's something to keep in mind.
Great. And let's talk technology now. And can you outline the role of technology in your activities?
Sure. So as you know, this type of transactions are very hard to monitor. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of documents that you need to get at various stages of each transaction that you fund. So we've developed our own internal systems to monitor all the trades that we're financing. This is based on a few softwares that we've used to develop our own systems. Currently, this is just basically aggregating data, making sure that we have a good view of our portfolio and something that we can share with investors to give them an overview of the underlying portfolio. But we are believers that technology will just transform the asset class, especially in trade finance. I mean, blockchain, AI will be game changers when it comes to security and making sure, mitigating fraud risk and all the risks that are, being a challenge for the asset class at the moment. I mean, trade finance without fraud would certainly be the best asset class in the world, but there is always this this risk that you can't fully mitigate without the right tools.
Excellent. And finally, Tim, can you outline your use of trade tech?
Sure. So trade tech seems to be a very efficient way for us to get access to new investors and to have a good way of standardizing the way we distribute assets. It's a good way to put them into a very easy and understandable format for a wide range of investors. So this is for us a very good way of putting our origination onto a platform which gives us an access to a wider range of investors.
Tim Block, co-founder at A&T Alpha Credit, thank you for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts. Follow us on LinkedIn. That's probably the best place to keep in touch with everything we do. And go to tradefinancedistribution.com for everything you need to know.